Simon Sadik, Sif Rest. Also, Lava Kuzma makes me miss the Sasha, Pesel for Sua, but Bishasha to Miss Balavi. They should be a good coach for the Shimane Nifus Miss Balavi. But it's not that passed by the entrance of a shul when it's davening inside the shul, because it looks like he's not interested in davening. But, if he has a load on his back, so we understand the reason why he's not going in is because he has to take care of the load on his back. Oh, Shalobish Tfilin. He's wearing Tfilin, which is obvious that he's interested in interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, Shalobish Tfilin. He's wearing Tfilin. Or there's another shul in town, the Meila, the fact that he's walking by the shul and not going into davening, maybe because he's going to daven another shul. Oh, sheyesh beis mikdash the Pesach hacha, or there's an entrance on the other side. So people would not be choshev that just because he's not going in this door, that he's not going to daven. Maybe he's going on the other side. Oh, sheyerocha gabi behema, he's riding an animal and he has to watch over the animal, and that's why he can't go inside. Then it's mutzah. So basically speaking, this is kemat not nogei l'maisa. The only time it would be usher to walk back past the shul when there's no other entrance. The only time it would be usher to walk past the shul when you're davening and you're not davening is it's the only shul in town and this is the only entrance. Test. Yishtadel, Odom, Nisbalel, Beisekneses, and Matzibel. Two things a person should always try to do. Number one, if you daven in a shul, even if you can get a meeting in his home, it's better to daven in the Beisekneses and surely not daven outside. All right, number two, with the Tzibel. Because Hashem, the Gemara says, "Eino moyes the tefilas tziva." He does not turn away from the tefila of the tziva, even if there are people in the tziva that doing aveiros, still one should daven with him. Shmuel says, if you have two shuls, one has a bigger crowd than the other, then there's a mitzvah to daven the bigger. The shul has a bigger crowd because it's. Roivam Hadis Melech. Moshe Feinstein and Shmuel Zalman Oyelbach said that if you have a few chiyuvim, they're availing, they want to be the chazan. So they can't hold down the same shul. The question is it better to daven all together or to split up into other minyan? And they all say it's better to just keep a minyan as one minyan. Yeah. Well, Yoshev, they say B'Shem Amal Yoshev Chidush that the chesed to do to somebody else, to make him have a meal because he wants to be the chazan. It's greater than Ravam. Okay. If there's a shul that has a big congregation, but there's a lot of talking and it's very hard to concentrate, or hear the chazan or kriyas torah, then it's better to daven in the smaller minyan and do things right. If the choice is between davening in the minyan davening in the shul without a minyan or davening home with a minyan, the maila of davening with a minyan is preferable, even if it means not going to the shul, because the shul does not have a minyan. The main point of tefillah of tzibur, kamavan, is shmon esrei. You have to have you have to have 10 adult men. And, it's not enough that you hear kaddish and kedusha and both. Those are also the nice things to hear. Tefillah of tzibur means shmon esrei. If the tzibur davens too late, and therefore a person gets up early to daven an early minion, a vesikin, or whatever it is. In other words, on Shabbos, they have a late minion and a regular minion. So he wants to daven shachas in the earlier minion because he wants to daven shachas v'sman. But the second minion, as usually is the larger minion. So now the question is, okay, for shachas, he had to daven early because it's man shachas. The question is, for musaf, does he have to now wait for the larger minion? Which says in Achanami, it's better to daven the Musaf in the second place because you have the Maila of Rav Am. Yeah. He says though that this only applies if it's in the davening in the shul, it's a welcome yuchid. But otherwise it's better to daven in the same place. So the bottom line is, there is a Maila daven the whole tefillah on Shabbos one in the same place. But if you have a bigger minyan in the shul for Musaf, then it's better to go there. There's a famous Chuvas Redvaz that, somebody was in jail, and the officer said, told him, one day in the course of the year, I'll let you go out to daven with the minyan. So what do you do? So, do you pick the day closest to the request, or do you wait for Yom Kippur, or whatever? So the Rav says, no, do the next day. You don't push off a mitzvah. All right, you have a big, big deal. Later on, that's the rule.
Yeah. Okay.
V'imu onesh, sheni yochel over the basic nesses, yicham v'spal v'shashas, even v'spal v'nefi, is weak or not well or for whatever other reason, then he's allowed to daven at home. The Mishnah Berurah adds even if he goes to the tzibur, cause him a monetary loss, he's also not required to daven with a minyan.
So in those circumstances, you should at least try to daven at the same time as the tzibur davens. That which was saying monetary loss means you will lose that which you have. But if you can gain money, then you should not lose at your tefillah, the tzibur, to gain that money. There's a maisa of Hagoyen Reb Zalman Merelis, who was a rov in Hamburg. He was once on the way to shul wearing his talisman tefillin. Like someone get up to him and said that I have some precious stones to sell. Come with me. And the person said, I'm sorry, you have to wait till I come back from shul. In the meantime, this person sold it to somebody else. And the person made a tremendous amount of money from the sale. And this tzaddik, Reb Simcha, was so happy that he gave a good price tag to his tefillah, worth more than all the that big rebbe. The Mishnah Berurah brings various tafereinim, Eli Rabin, Beis Yaakov, that says that we should give a fine to people that don't come to shul because they're oisik b'Torah or making profits. And if they're more wealthy, give them a bigger knas. Yeah. Even though the person is learning Torah, it's a nice thing, but it causes a weakening in the chashivas of the tefillah. Yeah.